So what did you guys get each other?
Yeah, 31. What gift is that? Silver, ivory?
Oh, we got each other the new cable subscription.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of channels.
After more than 3 decades together, Kay and Arnold are in a rut with the same routine day after day. For reasons neither will talk about, their love has grown cold. Desperate for help, Kay signs them up with a renowned family therapist, and Arnold is none too happy about it.
You want to go to intensive couples counseling in Maine?
The flight leaves tomorrow. I'm going to be on it.
So off they go to the town of Great Hope Springs and the office of Dr. Bernie Feld.
I would like to assign you your first exercise. Tonight I would like you to spend a period of time with your arms around one another.
This is insane. We're not 22 years old anymore.
Gradually, the therapist teaches them to recognize their problem, but solving it remains a challenge they must meet together in order to stay together. Meryl Streep plays Kay, and although the film is about a couple in their 50s, she believes audiences of all ages can appreciate it.
I don't think it's age-specific. I think you can enter that zone of not knowing how to reach each other in an intimate relationship at any point.
Couples come to me for 2 reasons. To help them save their marriage, or...
Or what?
Or to help them end it.
That's comic actor Steve Carell in the serious role of Dr. Feld, the therapist. Tommy Lee Jones plays Arnold and says acting opposite Streep fulfills a dream.
We met in the 70s, and of course I've always, I've wanted to work with her since the day I first laid eyes on her.
Economical with his words, Jones says it was simply a matter of being true to the character's emotions. But Streep believes the film realistically shows how a couple finds a way to fall in love again.
It's just a little movement within a relationship, but it's seismic and speaks to people, speaks to your yearning, your deepest yearning for connection.
With all of the film's serious issues, director David Frankel says he always kept in mind the potential for humor.
It's funny because it's awkward, or it's funny because it's so intimate that you can't believe that you're going to hear these people be so open and so vulnerable with each other and knowing how painful and or how difficult that is for them. So I wanted to just every day that we were shooting, remember, this should be funny also.
Hope Springs was written by Vanessa Taylor and was shot on location in the northeast state of Connecticut. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.